principally Kiddush Baruch and Tfila. And before I begin, I would like to start with, I shouldn't say before I begin, as the beginning, I would like to start with the Kiddush of Moshe, a very big Kiddush, one that apparently rooted in a machlokes rishonim. And the first time that I ever saw the shaila, Aaron will appreciate this, was in the Kitna Shtivel in East New York. And the Shtivel where we both davened in East New York in my childhood. So they had a minig on Pesach. You know, Pesach, people are very finicky what they eat. So the one thing that people would eat, whatever the reason, but the one thing that people would eat is hard-boiled eggs. Hard-boiled eggs, people were very, you know, would eat basically from anyone that was from. So they used to make kiddush on, have a kiddush on Pesach, with shlivovitz and hard-boiled eggs. So I remember near the end of the years of East New York, Rav Blau, Zichr Tzadik Livracha, the two shuls, the Mantok here in Yeshtibel, and Chevel Gemilas Chassodim, combined with the Kitna Shtibel, and Rav Blau became the Rav of both of them. He once mentioned to me, once on Pesach, that he was not pleased with this Kiddush. He didn't stop the Malavakim because they're not getting the Kiddush from Mokum Tzudim. And it was only first a number of years later that I learned that Rav Moshe Zatzal had a shita that when we say that we need Kiddush Mamakom Suda, let us ask ourselves the following question: what exactly does that mean? Does it mean, in its simplest sense, that if I don't have Kiddush Mamakom Suda, I wasn't Yaita Kiddush? The consequence of not being Yaita Kiddush is now I am eating or drinking before Kiddush. Is that what the implication of that is? And that's probably the most classical view in Achronim of this din. Rav Moshe Zatzal had a different shita. Rav Moshe learned that what this din means is that if I made Kiddush Shelo B'Mokom Suda, it was Kiddush, and I can eat, and I'm not eating before Kiddush. But there's a second din that I have to have Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. And Kol Zman, that I didn't, if I didn't have the first Kiddush Mokom Suda, that it means I have to make Kiddush a second time for the sake of having Kiddush Mokom Suda. That's the way he learned. And I believe, it's many, many years ago, I did not look back again now, but it seemed to me that in the Gemara, in Arei Psochem, I believe in Daf Kuf Aleph, that it's a Machlokes 2 days in the Mordechai, if I recall. That's what struck me many, many years back on the Shiloh. That's so Rav Moshe was Miyashiv Minig Olam, that in many places apparently the word Noyed Lahokum, and he apparently held not as a Hetzer, but he held it as the Ikra Adin, to such an extent that he even asked Kasha himself, and he had to answer it. He didn't hold this with a Shafak Chak Hetzer, because then he would have had a simple terrorist to his Kasha. He said, Lefi, his shita, then why is it that Friday night we give the wine by Kiddush to a kotel? A kotel could also drink the wine. Because he's not drinking before Kiddush, so what's the problem? He'll just make Kiddush again when he goes home. So he said that the board did not want to be noyeg lechatchila. I presume he meant on a regular basis, I think, and on a Friday night Kiddush, where it's a brocha, to make the brocha now, make the brocha again, that they didn't want to do. Even though technically it was correct. They didn't want to be noyeg such a hanhoga. So if someone of a zuzu, you make Kiddush, you make Kiddush again, it's strange. So he wasn't noyeg like that, lechatchila. But he held meikar adin that you could actually do that. That was his shita. So this is a very important insight Now, we'll see there are other aids to the situation, in certain situations, which can resolve the problem without this. But, as I mentioned other times, at least in Alpert, the Chatzadik Levrocha, used to say, a rov needs four pockets inside a jacket. In one pocket, they have to keep all the psokim lechatchila. The second pocket is for all the psokim b'diavad. The third pocket is for all the psokim for shasat chad. In the fourth pocket, if the ticket home with the first three don't work anymore. Now, it's important in life to know the very cheapest, even if we're not going to be nudged like that necessarily, but life doesn't always present us with the chatchila situations. We certain times wind up against our will in situations which are shasat chak. And sometimes knowing the b'di'evad allows us to squirm out of a situation without causing a whole conflagration, without engaging in machloikis, without insulting people. In the Moshe, let's say I went to a kiddush, and ma'ezer tam shiyah didn't want to eat the cake. Whether it's a town where I don't like the bakery's open on Shabbos, and I don't want to be makom. Even though they're annoying to be Mako, whatever, in that particular city to use a baker's. I don't want to be Mako. Or for some other reason that I don't like, I'm Makbid and Yoshim, whatever it might be, my personal chumras. Or even I may have certain choshes that I'm very dissatisfied with the level of kashas of the baked goods. But I have to make kiddush with the people. You know, if I won't make kiddush, it'll be insulting. You know, in a shul or whatever it may be. Good, so. So I really don't have a means of having a mezuzah. Good. So I'll take a little schnapps and be yotze kiddush and whatever. Everyone will be happy and make a lechayim and everyone will go home happy and it's a shalom ha'yitzro. Whereas if I don't know all the shittas, so I'll say, listen, I have no choice. I have to be machma. If we have to be machma, we have to be machma. And wherever the piece is, may happen to fall. But before we come to be machma, we really need to know in these type of situations, if we're supposed to be machmer, or there is a smach based on a sheet of a major pesach to be meiko, so even if we're not going to be noig necessarily like this lechatchila, but to know that such a sheet exists, very good to have in the back pocket. You never know when it's going to come in handy. I saw the Chabina Rov, who's the chatzadik of Rocho, one of the greatest pesachim in Eretz Yisrael. He died sometime in the 1960s. He was a Polish Jew, and he escaped Poland, and he ran away to Siberia, where he survived the Holocaust. And then eventually he made his way to Eretz Yisrael. So he said he always told his Talmidim that based on his life's experience, he says, when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, he says, learn every single sif, don't skip anything. You'll come to some type of things which seem so bizarre, so remote, but come on, what shyness is it going to have with me, you know? And you just don't want to learn it. So let's get on to the next thing, which is really relevant. He says, fortunately, when I learned the Shulchan Aruch in Poland, I didn't learn like this. He says, why? He said, did I ever imagine that I'm going to be in a place that I won't have a normal kli to wash the Tilas Yadayim with, and I'm going to have to know what is every trick in the Shulchan Aruch of how to be yaitzei the Tilas Yadayim? But I was in Siberia, I didn't have access always to a regular kli to wash with. Said, but Baruch Hashem, having learned all the dirim in the Shulchan Aruch, so for the circumstances in which I never expected to be, but I knew how to conduct myself al pidin. Need to know the things which don't happen every day. They may. We never know when they're going to happen. So this is a halacha that I wanted to start off with. It's not a well-known halacha, and it's a halacha, it's a shita from the Gadol Hador, which could be, even if we're not learning like this every week, there are times that it could be very, very handy. So that's why I wanted to mention it to start the show. Yes, Stuart.
What does the Rav mean by a little schnapps suffice? If we heard the Rav
say, listen, on our sheets, we take 3 ounces of schnapps, you know. Right. You drink rove or beer, and I'm not sure if you drink the whole thing, so you drink an ounce and a half. But that's, you know, I did not mean to enter into the Shaila. The debate among the Litvakis and the Chassidim if you can make Kiddush on less than a revius of schnapps.
Thank you.
Where I mean, it is rather well known that not only that Chassidim that were gedolei olam, Chassidus Rabbanim that were gedolei olam, will make a chatchila to make kiddush on less than Rabbi Yosef Schnapps. This is, no, it's not just tam, you know, minig of the Hamiram. There are tshuvas of Chassidus gedolei olam where they supported it and they actually did it. I mean, among, you know, the Litvish Apeiskim, it has not been mekubal. So, consequently, my personal practice is I have to make Kiddush and Schnapps for some reason, so I take a Revius. Or you can mix it a little you can mix a little whiskey and soda too. It's also a mixed drink, is also Chamar Medina. So you can have, you know, half Schnapps or whatever, a third Schnapps and two thirds water is also Chamar Medina. So that's also, you know, sufficient.
Mm-hmm. You probably take a, if the rub was in a place where they didn't have wine, the rub would ask for a coat.
I take a coat, so I got a small coat, whatever. And probably if it was more than I wanted to drink, so I'd mix a little or whatever.
Well,
so
the rub doesn't have to drink with these. The rub only has to drink.
Yeah, but I'm good. But so whatever it is, if it was a bigger coat than I wanted, I wouldn't want to go to a kiddush and fill up 8 ounces of a coat. You know, it's not exactly polite. So I take a cup and whatever. I put an ounce and a half, and then I fill up the rest with soda. You know, like
a third, how much
do
you need about a third?
Once, you know, I think if you put about an ounce or so in, it's good for a mixed drink, an ounce and a half, you know. And the rest, you know, I put, you know, a club soda in. And that too would be, you know, with a mixed drink, is definitely Chamar Medina. I don't want to get into Chamar Medina. I'm not makel to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, except for Shas HaTchak. But that's not the subject of tonight's shiur. So Reish Ayin Gimel deals with Kiddush B'Mokom Seudah. So first let's make a number of observations simply about Kiddush B'Mokom Seudah. Principally, there are three ways that you can be yotzei to Kiddush B'Mokom Seudah. And they're also good to know. Right. The simplest way of being yotzei kiddush b'mokom seudah is to be yotzei kiddush b'mokom seudah. You have kiddush and you wash and you make a berachas hamitzi and you eat a kazayim challah. That's it. You yotzei kiddush b'mokom seudah. That leaves no doubt whatsoever. And that happens to be with the sheet of the Gro. The Gro was quite machmer and held that one should be dafka be yotzei with pas. The second sheet is, which we commonly use, but with limitation, and that is that we use Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Seudah, V'Yotzei with Mezeiros. These are the two sheets which we most commonly use. Now, you'll note, Pashtus, that we do not seem, in a practical sense, to be makel, at least not mechatchila, to use Mezainis for Kiddush B'Mokom Seudah on Friday night. Not Nog Alma like that. And that could be part of the reason that we don't normally, you know, make up. It's why don't we have a little Kiddush right after davening Friday night for some occasion. You know, it's not Nog. You know, we could have other practical reasons. Families are waiting this, but we don't see v'chlal ever that people are make up Friday night. And I think that the reason is that since the Kiddush is the Raisa, even though the Chofetz Chaim writes the Kiddush B'Mokom Seudah is only the Rabbanon, but vis-a-vis Kiddush D'Raisa, we took the most chumbadik shita, v'chatchila. And therefore, Friday night, we endeavor to be yotzei dafka with pas. Again, if we can't for some reason, there's no doubt that we could be yotzei with mezonos too. But v'chatchila, it appears to be the minute of Klal Yisrael to be yotzei dafka with pas.
That's the same reason why, since the Torah, we have a Kiddush before, you know, the shul, before Hakafa. During
the
Kafa, they'll have Kiddush, but not at night?
It's probably not the same, because Kiddush B'Yontif, especially Kiddush B'Yontif, is pretty much not the rice, according to what she does. Certainly the second night, Alakais, I don't think it's to find it. It's a whole different issue. I don't think that the Kiddush the rice, so there's no discussion, according to what she does, is that Kiddush the rice. Certainly not in Simchas Torah, B'Yontif Sheni, there's certainly no Kiddush the rice. So I don't think that's the reason. Now, there's a third shita, which now, if we're going to be yoyt to kiddush b'makom sudum and lezoynus, this one has to have a judicious eye for it. One has to have a kizayis. If you go to kiddush on Shabbos and your wife has a tendency to eat like a bird, so there's a good chance you didn't need a kizayis of cake. So when you go home, you should take a cup of wine and make kiddush again for that reason, even though there's no chiyuv to make kiddush. Were you actually going to have the suda once you were yaitza kiddush b'mokum suda? But if there's any question, if she wasn't yaitza kiddush b'mokum suda, so at least take a kais yayin before the suda at home and make bara priya gofen and give out the yayin again.
But she didn't do that anyway, because the Rav said that there's an Indian that's happening with
I'm not in the daytime kiddush. I'm not my lachma. If everyone in the house was yaitza kiddush already, I don't make kiddush again. Well, there are those in the world that make Kiddush again, that's true, but I think that that's a pretty good chumrah. Since the whole din is a chumrah in the first place, to be knowing like the broad shita. And if a person is knowing lahokel, and it's a Kiddush, is there a bon on Shabbos, daytime, it's dailon over there. I mean, I don't make Kiddush again when I go home. There's a lot of things no down to side to. I don't want to make up a new religion, you know. There are midges. I mean, Hogim and the Sayer of Klal Yisrael, Hayidin or Noy. And the norm in Kol Beis Yisrael was if you ate the Kiddush from Rochon Suda, the Kiddush, you didn't make Kiddush again when you went home. I never ever saw such a thing in my life. And I've been in a lot of different places, as I said, mentioned. I grew up Polish in Russian Jews. I spent a lot of time with Jews, of Lithuanian Jews. I've never seen such a thing, as a norm. There may be a yechidim that did it, but as a norm, that was certainly not a diminutive of Klal Yisrael like that. There's a third sheet that we're going to see. And the third sheet is that you can be yaitze by drinking Ravias Yayin. That's the third sheet. There is some controversy about it.
That's not Rove Ravias, that's a whole Ravias.
It's a whole Ravias. The question is,
Machlaikis. 3 ounces?
Yes, let's say 3 ounces. And then there's a Machlaikis about it. We'll come to this soon. But there's a Machlaikis within that sheet. If one needs a Ravias beyond the roll Ravias that you have to drink for Kiddush, you need a Ravias and a half. It's the way the Chofetz Chaim Paskin, but the Aruch HaShulchan seems of the view that it suffices to have one Ravias in total. That's enough to be Yaitzi. So those are the three ways to be Yaitzi Kiddush Baruch Hu Suda. We'll start, we'll go a little bit backwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Rav is at a Kiddush. They ask him to make a L'chaim, whatever, make Kiddush. And they only have this whiskey. You know, mix it with seltzer, whatever it is. And how much do you drink? If you only drink Rav Ravias, then you'll enter into a topic regarding when you brought that phone.
Listen, I imagine at a Kiddush, I'm going to eat some other things that are going to be L'chaim and a Baruch HaChoyim.
Wait, so let's say you have two pieces of cake, definitely Kedayah. So then,
I imagine I'm going to drink something. Either I'll drink something more than that, or I'll eat something more than that.
I've
had a piece of kugel. I have to make a bracha achrayin.
No,
once
it's now nichnas, you'll just stick in
the bracha. No. Are you talking the al? Oh, for the al? Yeah. Are you talking what I? Yes, that's I got. I'm looking. No. Okay. Yeah, Enochanami, that we paskin Lamai. It's also a Shaila Achrayna, but we paskin. Let's you have Rov Ravias, or even more than a third of a Ravias of Yayin. So you can make a Brocha Achrayna, but I'm making a Brocha Achrayna of Alamichio, so we paskin that you can throw at it. You can throw in the Ala Gefen or Priya Gefen. I can make a Brocha the Chatchila for it, but I can do it as a thrower.
That's if you have less than three ounces?
If I have less than 3 ounces of wine, yeah. Kosfu ha-ga'ilim. Hod ein kiddush ala b'mokam suda, afilo ochol davar muot. If you ate a small amount, or shos or kos yayin, shechia v'lo brocha, that you have to make a brocha chayla for, yotzi yedei kiddush b'mokam suda, v'goymer sudasa, b'mokam achar, and then you can eat somewhere else. Normally, my kiddush b'mokam suda, I cannot make kiddush here and say, well, I have in mind, I'm going to eat in my house. That doesn't work. I'm not yitzi. That's for sure. V'davka ochal lechem, the Shulchan Aruch says, or shos yayin. I will ochal peiris lo. If I had peiris, I'm not yitzi. Now let's see the Chavetz Chaim's beer. This is very important. It has beer here. Hainu al-kalponim, when he said, if I ate a small amount, al-kalponim shir kizayis. It doesn't mean just a nibble. The high shechayev olav brocha tarvayel kol, which the Shulchan Aruch says it's something which would obligate me in brocha achroina. Brocha, hainu kashir vi, it shechayev olav brocha achroina. It's so some of the chavar kan kadasa basin, the brocha achroina tzorach shir vi is dafka, which is elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a shayla there. So on Prima Godem it's tzadid, or in the Torah, so on Prima Godem it's tzadid, if you don't know him about Alma, the brocha achroina ain't tzorach vi, even if we'll accept the to start with the standpoint of those sheetahs that say you can make a brocha achroina on 1 ounce, and you should nikkur b'mokum suda l'choshu l'pochas merviyas yayin. Still, for to be considered a suda, you can't get by with just 1 ounce. And then the goymer suda also. Okay, this is a dinner in this we don't need here. B'mokum acher, b'shom en torach b'moyd ala kais, and then you don't have to make kiddush in the new place ala kais. Kodem she yisod akhar yotza yidei kiddush. You would yotza kiddush. And here the Shulchan Aruch says specifically, v'davka ochal lechem, even if shosa yayin. So you see from here that even though you didn't have pasta, mechava pasta, you don't have to make kiddush again in the new place. It says, v'kol shekein, if yayin is good, if ochal minit targimah mehein minim, if you ate things made of mezainis, the yotza, the imchashivei tveilis to the Shabbos meyayin, they're more choshev. So if you ate cake, etc. Avoshech or Shom Mashkin, if you have other drinks, Avilo Amhoyu Chamar Medina, even if they are Chamar Medina, Yotzi Bom Bamakam Suda, Vilay Soir Halev Kmo Yayin. They don't satisfy in the same way that the mind does. Why am I Chalisha going to be Diva Eger? What was the Shabbos of Chichu Dilakam Rishonam and Yotzi Dikirish Bamakam Suda, Yotzi Kais? Valka Nirish in Lahok Ubezel Bamakam Adchak. That this Shita, you should only use the Mokom Adchak. Peiros lo, the Heiminim Nikrum Mozum, the Yayin Soyer Aleif. Our short one of Hilo Ochal Mehem Harvey, and a Choshu Suda Klau. No matter how you can eat, that 10 apples is not considered a Suda. Valkev Ashanogin Lidoch Beis Choson Omil of Einshom Kisten Acha Kiddush. And there is no cake, rock mina begodim, and lo litum shom klau. So the Chavetz Chaim is on the other side of the psak that I mentioned for Rav Moshe. The Sogim Hashem Mekadosh shoyis to kol hakos, and it's not enough that the Mekadosh brings the kos av shu machzik revius. There's the Mahani Rak the shoyis to atvo below the achera. So I am b'shulta, we need b'shulta gevurim kos of dafu peiros day. Even you can be yotzi with peiros. Oh, and never the whole through the Shabbos and Chavos Kevach. That's a Tuvah Shulchan Aruch Iker, not like that. Achim Cholash Liva Ktas. Suppose the person doesn't feel well. When the Atam Mechalish Tavinim Lisod Achar Akoyis, he doesn't have cake. That's either from the Shlismu Chalashu to Gurim B'Shachris to eat whatever you're going to eat, some Peiros. Achim Belayla Bavadi and Lismu Chalov the Shari Person with Sfira Lech Avosu. Now he says the following: Well, the Pisa Yemutu Lemoyel. They used to make, let's say after Shachris, after Kriyas HaTorah, they made Kiddush. They made a Baruch Pi Avraham by the Mila. But actually they didn't eat anything until after Musaf ended. So he says that it should come out that if he drank from the Kais, in Shoyts and Kishir, if they drank Kishir, they should be able to drink the Kais. Avonogu lead in the Tinnik. The minig was they gave it to a Tinnik. Kishir. The Hainu Shiyishta Shiravias. It means a Ravias. Vayeshom Shem Yeti de Kiddush Mokum Suda Filo Yishta Shiravias. Our Torah Lishtos Ravias Yayim Ravad Koshal Kiddush besides apparently what you have to read from Kiddush.
Where there's a close, years and a half.
So it would come out, l'chayr, that you have to have a kos and a half. So he says, in the date on the Kiddush of Shachar Tishrei, nismuch al ha'makilim ein lo yayin kol kach, if you don't have, you don't readily have so much wine, it's enough just to drink a reviz. But in the nighttime Kiddush, he's not sure if you should be saimech on the shita altogether, because, in fact, there are many rishonim that say you're not yaitzi in such a fashion. You know, sometimes, for example, if you go away for Pesach, and you know, sometimes you daven early, and the suda is not until much later on, and you want to eat, but you know, you're not exactly Pesach morning in the mood to wash again, you know, after last night, and maybe either you don't have mezainas, you really just can't even deal with the thought of eating mezainas now. So an eitzah for that, in that situation, is to be soymech, at least in that sheet, and to drink an extra reviz. You know, it has some, that's one of the situations, you know, at times, or early, you know, sometimes I would have a very early Pesach morning, and the suda wasn't going to be for a long time afterwards, and I could not, you know, think about washing at that hour, and cake really wasn't available. It's to be eitzah kiddush m'mokum suda, to drink an extra reviz of yayin, and then go on from there. So this is an important sheet to know.
So the chiyuv is only on the mekadesh?
No, the chiyuv is on everyone. That's why he says that if I heard them make kiddush, and the mekadesh drank a reviz, and I didn't drink a reviz, I wouldn't be yotze kiddush b'makom suda. So it wouldn't help for me.
Unless they have a song.
Yes. In other words, every person that's being yotze kiddush needs a kiddush b'makom suda. So either you have a kizayis patz, a kizayis cake, or a reviz yayin. And Friday night, the Prophet Chaim is not very happy with being soymech on the sheet of reviz yayin. Now, he does note in the Bir Aloch of a Sefer Maaser Rav, Kosov Shagro after Kiddush Hayayin, even in the daytime Kiddush, Lohoyah Makadish Alam Rokum Suda Gemurah. He only made Kiddush when there's a real full blood, Suda Gemurah, Targimo Yayin, not cake or wine. That was the going sheet, the going was always so. It has its place, Lidaiti. It looks like Friday night that we're annoyed. The Chatchila, like the Sheetah Sangro. So those are the three Sheetahs in being Yaitse, Kiddush, B'mokum Suda. Now, let's deal a little bit with if I am going to eat, how exactly after when I could be Yaitse, Kiddush, B'mokum Suda, what happens if I go from place to place. How that's going to affect the Yaitse Kiddush B'mokum Suda. So the Shulchan Aruch starts in Reish Ayin Gimel and Kiddush Ala B'mokum Suda. Kiddush is only B'mokum Suda, that's it. U'b'bayis Echa Mipino Lepino, and if I go from one corner of a room to another corner of a room, Choshu B'mokum Echa, that's considered one place. Shem Kiddush Lecha Mipino Zu. Suppose I was going to eat in this end. At a room. You go to a camp dining room, and I was intending to eat on this side. And then after Kiddush, I decided, whatever reason, too much noise, too many flies, too hot, whatever the reason is, I don't want to eat here. So I go down like a million miles away to the other end of the dining room. Never, I feel it would gold, even if it's a huge palace. Right? The Satmas make the Suda Sador every year on Chofal of Kislev in the armory. In Williamsburg, there's only 10,000 people or so could fit into the armory, you know, so big, you know. So imagine, you go with that big chocolate goggle, it's one room from one end to the other. So with Pina Lapina, even if it wasn't your intention when you made Kiddush, nevertheless, you would say Kiddush is in sort of lach through the Kaddish. Now, this is a Ramah we buy, which is not particularly relevant to us, we buy it for Sukkah Choshu from Pina Lapina. And if it's going from the house to the sukkah, it's considered only from one side of the room to another side of the same room. But the Chofetz Chaim explains that he's not talking about our sukkah. If you have an outdoor sukkah where the walls of the house intervene in between the sukkah and where you are, that's considered another place. But his shayla of the Ramah, it means something else. This is a person made an indoor sukkah. So he has wood, and the sukkah has walls. He put up walls inside his house and he opened up the roof. So since these are only temporary walls made for the sukkah, so the Ramah Shita is that they don't really constitute a separate rishus. And others disagree with him in that bit. So it's not really relevant to the types of sukkahs that we build. Even the people usually today they build indoor sukkahs, they're using the walls of the house itself. They don't actually put up walls inside the house, it's just the roof opens. And it's designed that it's close enough to the walls, at least on three sides, that one is yotzei with the walls of the house. The Yeshaimrim, a second shita, Shekol Shoroya Mekaimai, if you still see the first place that he made a kiddush, Afilu Mibayis Lechotzer, even if one is inside and one is outside your house, in Torah Lachshor Lekadosh, you don't have to make a new kiddush. The Yeshaimrim, Shem Kiddush B'Mokum Echad, Al Das Lechol B'Mokum Acha, suppose I made kiddush here and had in mind to eat somewhere else, at least in the same house, but in a different room, is sharper than it. That's what. In fact, there are some shuls that have this, so it's almost a peculiar minute today, but there are some shuls that actually, this is what they do, that the Rav makes Kiddush Shabbos morning in the shul for everybody, and then they go downstairs to eat the Kiddush downstairs. Mm-hmm. So each, you know, Kehillah dealt with the issues as they arose, and what was the appropriate solution for their situation. You know, in those places where they were able to be noted that the people were patient enough to wait until the rope came down, so they did everything downstairs. In some certain places where they did not expect such patience, so they made the minute that the rope made kiddush upstairs before people went out, and then they went down to the kiddush. So this actually is a day in the Shulchan Aruch. And there are more ends about this day of the Chayin Iker, that this is the principle of Yulah Halacha. Nevertheless, the Chavetz Chaim does say, Mokomokom lechatzkilo lo yasekein alo mokom doichet, only if there's a necessity. So obviously, there are one of them that decided to do it, felt there was a necessity that people should be Mekayim the Din, that's certainly a, and of which they would not be Mekayim otherwise. So this is also a day in the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, Vushi yu ashneya mekayimus b'bayis echad. When I intend to switch places, it's only within one house. So from the cheder to cheder, from room to room, on the igul ara, from upstairs to downstairs. Otherwise, I mean, it's pretty mukhruch in the Gemara that it doesn't work. Because the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara discusses the sugya and kiddush alamokum suda in Masechet Pesachim. So the Gemara said that Rav did not hold any kiddush from alamokum suda. So they were noyig in his time, they made kiddush in the base of Knesset. So according to Rav, everybody that was in shul was yaitzeh. The same way we make Avdolah in the yaitzeh, so you make kiddush and there were yaitzeh in shul. You know, I guess because again, probably for the same reason, that not everybody had family, so that's it. So they made kiddush in shul. If you were yaitzeh, you're yaitzeh. If you ever had family, went home, they made kiddush again, or they had mind not to be yaitzeh, whatever they wanted to do, but if you were yaitzeh, with kiddush in shul. But the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, that says, ain't kiddush alavon mokom suda, so why did they make kiddush in shul? The Gemara only answers lafukei orchem yidechay wosim, that they used to have, according to those side by side with the shul, they had a guest house, so they made kiddush in the shul, so that they were yaitze people that ate in the guest house were yaitze with them. Now they could have been in the shul, and they had intention to go to the next room, so that's mecheder lecheder one by. So the Gemara is quite apparent that the people that were in shul and heard kiddush had no way to be yaitze kiddush b'mokum suda. So if we would learn that das helps, that my intention to go from place to place would help from building to building, the Maus Limaris Kasha and Shmuel, they have in mind to be Yitzhak, they have in mind to have the suit to someplace else when they heard this Kiddush. They're not intending to eat the shul, so there should be Yitzhak Kiddush from Mokum Suda. So you see quite clearly in the Gemara that you can't be Yitzhak Kiddush from Mokum Suda with the das to go elsewhere. I think there's another interesting thing that we see from this Gemara. I have always a kasha on this Gemara, a very, very simple kasha. There were guests that were remaining to eat after the davening. They had a guest quarters associated with the shul. According to those, it was not actually in the shul, it was next to the shul. So why in the world did they make kiddush while the whole oilam was there, before everyone went home? Mm-hmm. Now, if we had such a thing today, very simple. We'd say Aleinu, we'd say Kaddish, we'd take a Shabbos, and then whatever. We had to do whatever we wanted. We'd send the Shabbos downstairs, and we'd make Kiddush with the people that were going to eat downstairs. So why in the world did they make Kiddush in the middle of Shul? I mean, that's, so according to Rav, the Yaitzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda, I understand. I mean, you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So that's it. So the same way we make Abdullah, why do we make Abdullah? So anybody that's in Shul, and there are people here that are Yaitzi Friday night without, I mean, Motzei Shabbos, without Abdullah, that we make a Shul. They don't have other family at home. And they're not going to make Abdullah when they go home. And they Yaitzi, yeah, of course. So that's what we're Noyik to do with Rav. So according to Rav, that's what we're Noyik in the middle of Shul, before we ended the davening, and make Kiddush. So whoever wants to be Yaitzi Kiddush is Yaitzi Kiddush. But according to Shmuel, that anyone that's standing in Shul can't be Yaitzi. So this only has to do with the Orchim that are going to stay afterwards. So why in the world did we make it in the middle of Shul? For what reason? Well, do it after Shul.
According to Shmuel, the Orchim would be outside?
The Orchim, because the Orchim were eating there. They were eating like in the side room of the Shul.
So what's the difference between the side room? Go on a couple blocks, whatever it is.
Oh, that's because one's in one building and one's in a different building. The parameters of being gates of kids are open soon. Even that only helps the Shulchan Aruch within one building, which is the Mukhruch. That's going to Shmuel. But why in the world did they make Kiddush in the middle of where everyone was there? What was the point of that? What? So it seemed to me, that the pshat is they wanted to make Kiddush Barabbas. The same way, for example, that the Rebosh writes in Hilchos Chanukah that when they couldn't have Pesumei Nisa in the street, so they started lighting in the Bote Knesias, so that there should be Pesumei Nisa Barabbas. They wanted to have Kiddush Barabbas, to be Mekadosh Shabbos Barabbas. This way, everyone is Mekadosh Shabbos at home. It's a private happening. They wanted to have a dikiyum of Kiddush Barabbas. And that's the reason for it, which I think is also a smach, lidaiti, of why in those places the minhag remained, that even though there are no longer Orchim, they still make Kiddush and Shul. Because we see from the Gemara that it was their rotzen, that of Chazal, that they wanted to have Kiddush Barabbas. Good. Enoch Hanami. Maybe they only enacted it initially, according to Shmuel, because there were also Orchim. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. But once we enacted it, though, that it should, in fact, be for the that it should be a Kiddush Barabbas too. So even though nowadays we don't have the part of the Orchim, but once Chazal enacted it, you could ask why they enacted it. The Gemara didn't feel they would have enacted it just for that reason. But having enacted it, they wanted it to be Kiddush Barabbas too. So it could be that that's part of the hesber of why we make Kiddush, even though no one eats, because once Chazal enacted it, it's enacted. And that was part of their agenda, was in fact that it should be a Kiddush Barabbas. Now, the Gemara ties let's go to Sif Beis first. Kiddush B'Bayis Echad. If I made Kiddush in one else, I'm not lechol shal. I intended to eat in this place. And then I changed my mind to go eat somewhere else. So if lachzor or the kaddish b'makom shalot to lechol shal, I have to make a new Kiddush in the new place. Let's say a person started to eat, and the power went off. So he decided that's it. He's not going to stay here. Or go whatever to his brother, to his. Friends, whatever, to a child, and I'll eat with them Friday night instead of sitting in the dark in his own house. So we'll have to make Kiddush again.
Even if he ate pot?
No, if he didn't eat anything. If he didn't eat anything. The lights went out, it's pitch black. He doesn't want to start wandering around. He decides this, and I'll lock the door behind him, and we'll walk out. I'll come back tomorrow.
So what about Sukkot? It starts raining right after
you make Kiddush. So, best off.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, upstairs.
It's not a Baruch Hashem Tzuchim?
What?
To make the new Kiddush
in? No. He's not eating here, that's all. It's pitch black, the lights went out, I can't see his nose, so that's it. He doesn't want to eat here.
He had a sit for that one, yes, for the yogurt hour.
Whatever, but he's not yaitzi with that. So that's it. Off he goes. Go somewhere else. We'll see with the situations of going, he told about when one goes up and back, between the sukkah and the house because of rain. Why it is exactly that you wouldn't have to make a rubrocha, we'll see. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim does suggest that the best approach to that problem would be at least to eat a kezayis quickly in the sukkah before you go inside, to be yetzi chol hadayis. But we'll see, we're going to get up to that. I don't know if we'll get there today, and then we'll solve the problem for next week's share. We'll be whatever. We'll come back again to Kiddush from Mokum Suda. I don't think we're going to finish today. Our Kalponim. The Mokum Suda, you need Kiddush from Mokum Suda. The Gemara, this is derived, the Rishonim tell us, supposed to be with Karosa La Shabbos Enik. You need the Mokum Onik, Shehu Asuda, Yishom Te Akriya Shal Kiddush, there we should have the proclamation of Shabbos. Where the Eidik Shabbos, where the Suda Shabbos is taking place. And this is a whole big lumdish Torahs that what exactly, which one is the point? Is the din of Kiddush from Mokum Suda, is it din in the Suda or din in the Kiddush? This is a whole famous This is a famous Shaila and how to learn the Sukkot.
And Masamunas, I remember that Masamunas, let's say one Masamunas that comes up is Pesach. In shul, let's say Miami, so I'm taking that in shul, so they don't tend to have enough grape juice for everyone to drink an extra beer. They serve macaroons, shakal. So that tells
you. Yeah, in Achanami, we talked about this at the very beginning of the shir today. That was the haschol of tonight's shir. We talked about the minhag of East New York. Lechol pinas, you could go from side to side in one room. He says, certainly if you intended to go when you make kiddush to make kiddush here for some reason and go to the other side of the room, that's also fine. The nimlach lechol, he says, he changed his mind to go from side to side. It's best to actually eat the meal exactly where you made Kiddush, or at least to start the meal there. Some even are machmir from one end of the same one room to the other, unless he had in mind to switch sides. He does not have to be machmir under those circumstances. Suppose he decided not to move from one side of the room to the other, but to move from one room to the next. So, lachs or lekadosh, you have to make a new kiddush. So, even to go from room to room in your own house, you have to have in mind b'shas that you're making the kiddush. This will come back to with the sukkah. Kosher royim akayma. Some say it's enough that he sees the place. She yochol the mokum asud the liros is hamokum shekidish. From where he's eating, he can see the place that he made the kiddush. I feel the derech halon through a window. I feel the rak mitzvahs makayma. Even part of the place is kosher akol b'mokum echad. It would seem to be that this is all considered one place. And he says if you had das, you could go even be bayis lechotzer from inside the house to the patio. Or then we bias the bias and roll the coma. I'm sorry, I went out of order. He says, if you see, even we bias the chotzer, if you can see the first place. And who I didn't be bias the bias? Let's suppose you go make kiddush and you go to your next door neighbor's house. And Roya McCain on through the window, you can see into your dining room. So you make kiddush. There's no road, even a private road or that goes in between them, a regular fixed road, so it's not an issue. But in this that to be soymech on the fact that you can see is rakling in the eved b'shas of kachshlo. Yochol listen to mokam akid. Something came up that you can't eat. Other than that, you should not be making. At least eat a kazayas before you move. That
you might say,
if you hadn't that, Hainu Tachas Gag Echot, under one roof, Achabishan Roya Mekom, even though you can't see the place that you started. Now, it says, if you went from house to house, in Kiddush Rabbi Sechot Amanas Lechol Shom, Bachav Nimlach Lechol Mokom Achatoroch Lachsu Lekadish Rokom Sheroi to Lechol. So he says, what does it mean by Mokum Acher? So here he says, Afilu b'cheder, the cheder achas shaloi tzurabayis. Even if he moves in one house, came to the hoist and died with him and chilu chuzer sifalas, which we saw that mibayis lebayis, that doesn't help altogether. So when the Shulchan Aruch says that you really have to be mekadesh again if you change places without having that in mind, it means within one house, because outside one house, even you having das, the da won't help altogether. Now, what's the time frame the kiddush b'makom suda? You know, let's say you come home from shul, make kiddush, you know, Friday night, nobody's in the mood, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon to eat, you know, we'll sit around, we'll learn, we'll schmooze, whatever, 3 hours later, you know, we'll wash and we'll get to the meal. When you eat the kiddush b'makom suda, well, the kiddush and the suda both took place, and both happened in one place, and what was b'makom echad, but does this meet the requirements of kiddush b'makom suda? Now, what ought to make us a little bit skeptical is we said there's an association. The point of kiddush b'makom suda is b'makom oinek shom te'kriya. There's an attachment between the suda shabbos and the kiddush. So the place is only a means of making that attachment, but they have to be attached to each other. So if I decide that after kiddush, now I'll shmooze for the next 3 hours and then eat, so it's true it's in one place, but on what sense are they attached to each other? They look like two totally random things with nothing to do with each other. In kiddush, well, I saw a person that made kiddush and he didn't eat after they kiddush layot. It wasn't yoy kiddush. We're not going to go into what the kiddush of that is. There. Now, the Ramah says what's relevant to us: b'torach lechol b'mokum kiddush la'altar. One has to eat right away, meaning irrespective of what I had in mind. But I wound up eating. I intended to eat 2 hours later. I intended maybe to go down the block to eat. But the end was I made kiddush, and right after I made kiddush, I ate what I made. No,
I mean it might take me a minute.
We're not dealing with that. We'll see soon. So then, as long as I wound up eating in this place, I'm fine. But eating the altar means quite soon. Or you had in mind to eat there right away. Means if I had in mind to eat right away, but something came up and I didn't eat right away, I'm also yaitzi. Avu b'lav hachi, afilu ocha b'mokam kiddush in a yaitzi. I wouldn't be yaitzi. Oshim, miloshim om avur, the meikor lo marik, shayim adayit, v'ferish v'shas kiddush lechol alta. The first guy that we're talking about, he ate right away. He didn't have in mind to eat right away. He was intended to eat 2 hours later. Then after kiddush, he decided to eat. Ala b'stomo, afilu ocha yotzi, kim v'shay ocha l'alta. He intended to eat right away. Something came up that he couldn't. But in Yotze, Gam in Mekom up in time, if he went out of the place, and going out of the place is even Mecheder Lecheder, Shalei Litzarech Suda, that's Kama Chonon Shatzarech Lachzor Lekadosh. Who I didn't show you a track on God, of Wolof Mepino Lepino Lecho Shom, or Kishakidish Bechidus El Manat Lecho Miyad Bechedr Acher, and it just takes some time to get from place to place. But they didn't have intention to eat right away. They want to schmooze, you want to learn. The hifzik, and he was mafzik. And then it was for a reason beyond his control, substance, but he didn't have in mind to eat right away. Avshah ochal achas ebamokum kiddush lo yotzo. V'nirosh yim ha-hefzik machas adorm shim tzorach suda lo choshev hefzik. That's not considered to be a hefzik. So he has to eat there shom miyad. Perish metchila kishu kiddush ha yibadaito shalo lechu kval ara achazman. He didn't have in mind. V'gam zeh ha yibadaito gam kein shalo lechu b'bayez zeh lo b'bayez achar. So everything was messed up. But we call Malkum Kevich Acharach Nimlach Va'ochom Miyad Malkum Kiddush and Tzorach Lachzur LeKadosh. So if he actually ate there right away, he's Yotze. I started to think tonight that that's probably why Shabbos morning, how the minute came about that people often eat, that people eat cake. right after the Kiddush. I suspect if the Pshat was that a lot of times that they knew they're going to take a lengthy amount of time until they actually start the meal. So Ramayla, they're not going to, in other words, they're going to make Kiddush, but they're not ready to start the meal. So Ramayla, it'll be a Shayla if you don't eat Miyad. You know, I'm going to wait a half an hour, and certainly you're not going to say a half an hour waiting around is Miyad. It's a pretty hard stretch to call that Miyad. So if they know they're going to wait around, so maybe that was the marker why it came about, the people started to be annoyed that after Kiddush Shabbos morning, they gave out cake. So Ramayla, then no matter how long it's going to take, but there were Yates to Kiddush Mokum Sud already. So Ramayla, they've removed the Shayla. That's my suspicion. When I went through these halachas today, I suspected that that's how this minute came about. And that's why, you know, everyone asked, it's a Shayla Baruch Hashem at Tricha, because, you know, since once you wash, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. So how do you have it right before you wash? Shabbos, they were annoyed like this because there's a Chumran Kiddush. That's why they did it. And Mamela, they weren't so concerned. That was the Torah. The Torah was because they saw that many times that they'd make Kiddush, and then they take to a very long time until they actually, you know, certainly outside the parameters of Miyad before they actually got to the Suda. So Mamela, they were noting for that reason to have cake right away, because that's the whole point, because they weren't washing right away. So Mamela, they left it that way as a Chumran Kiddush. The Tzairach was for those times when they're not going to get to the Suda right away, then they should be Yaitu Kiddush B'Makum Suda. That's my suspicion of what this is about.
When you eat Mazonas, are you Yote the Chakhtir or the Diyad?
Well, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Yote the Chakhtir. The Groh was Machmer, and Friday night we try to be Machmer like the Groh, but according to the Shulchan Aruch,
Yote the Chakhtir. The term Suda, though, does it come with certain halachic parameters and other circumstances? Like a Suda's mitzvah,
there are separate questions on each other. What Suda means in other places is a question. Does it necessarily mean that you wash through it or not?
But Kiddush B'Makom Suda, I mean, it's the Suda of the Shabbos meal.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the Shabbos meal. The Groh held it's the Shabbos meal, but others did not say that. It means there has to be a... The Shulchan Aruch says even Ochal Dabar Mu'at. You ate a little bit with it, a little taste is enough. You ate a Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Suda does not necessarily have a universal definition.
And even though they attach Kiddush to the Suda of Shabbos.
Yes.
They attach it to two of the three Shabbos.
Yeah, Suda. That's true. But maybe even with a minimal Suda you ate to that. It doesn't necessarily have to mean it's with the main Suda of Shabbos. Yeah.
What's considered an emergency? Maybe somebody didn't feel well?
Certainly, you know, yes.
That's an onus. And what are the parameters? Let's say somebody didn't feel well. He had bad stomach ache for 2 hours. Then he wants to come. Now I'm feeling better. I want to start my Suda Shabbos. Is there a limit to how long the onus can be?
Not so clear. It looks like if you didn't go out of the place, there's not really a limit. That's what seems.
So if a person lies down on the couch,
yeah,
in the living room, and the dining room together.
Yeah.
And that's
enough.
Okay, but if he goes upstairs to his bed.
Then he went to the cheder anyway, and then he got a sleep. Then he has to make another kiddush. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions before we wrap up?
Immediately, you should be careful to move the washer. Sometimes the washer is like that.
No, that's Torah Hasidah. Whatever's necessary in just the normal flow of the Suda, that's not...
Sometimes it's not Torah Hasidah.
Whatever, it's a dynamic of how the public moves. That's a different dynamic. On a plane, they have a cheshbon, if you notice, on a plane, they cheshbon in a lot of... Sometimes it's faster. Sometimes the cheshbon in an entire hour to get the people seated, to get them on the plane and seated. It takes time. People don't move. You know, like packages on a conveyor. You know, it doesn't work that way.